This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Katie Ledecky, two more strokes to the wall. It's Ledecky to the wall. 356-46. She obliterates the world record. Katie Ledecky, by nearly 2 seconds, continues to redefine invincibility, one gold and one world record at a time.
Katie Ledecky wasn't the only Olympian American style to shake things up in the pool. Michael Phelps did it again. It was part of the relay, the 400 freestyle relay. He was part of the crew, wanted desperately to be able to win it this time around. He was the second guy in the pool, the second leg, if you will. So Phelps and the U.S. men also win gold in the 4x100 freestyle relay at Rio, jumping on the podium, hearing the national anthem, nothing like it. Great for Katie Ledecky, great for the guys, and great for the U.S. winning more gold. If you think about last time around, it was 46 golds and goals for Team USA. So this is exciting stuff. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We have to kick off with the Olympics in Rio because of all of the horrible things that were happening leading up to this Olympics. I do have to say that the opening ceremonies I thought were well done on a shoestring budget compared to what they had in China and Beijing and what they had to work with in London. So I give them credit there. And so far, it's been really about the athletes, the stories, that kind of thing, and pretty interesting, I must say, especially with the women gymnasts from the United States and the men and the women in the pool. And who knows, I think we're going to see gold for sure in basketball, both for the men and women too. So what a dream day for Team USA as these games continue. Even Dana Vollmer from the U.S. won bronze in the 100 fly, the first athlete who won gold for Team USA. I'm going to call it Team USA all across the board. Was somebody who was an air rifle specialist at 19 years old, and that started things off. And boy, I think it's going to just be a tremendous, tremendous games, and we're going to talk about it as we start to move along here even more. Her name, by the way, was Gina Thrasher, 10-meter air rifle, not expected to medal at all, and then she cracked the code and won the first of the medals for the United States. Curious as to how many of you are watching what's going on in Rio. I think a lot of people are watching because it's that whole American pride thing for so many of us. Let me throw out the numbers. I'm curious. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. You can jump in on the action and give me a call. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to shake things up with information that my nephew researched for me that will just shock and amaze you about little facts that we, I think, take for, you know, as to be true. Things that we've heard over the years, a piece of information that gets tossed around and we assume, oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is. No, no, no. But we're going to disprove a few of those, like when it comes to swimming, and does it really give you cramps? How about pool chlorine? Does it really turn your hair green? And how about Edison? What did he really invent after all? Just a few of the fun things that we'll be talking about coming up, actually, in our next segment. And, of course, there's always politics as usual. Not the politics of what's going on in Rio, but the politics of what's happening Trump and Hillary style on the campaign trail. After all, it is Sunday. That means there is the Sunday swirl. And when we have the swirl, that means that we have a lot of conversation, right? Of course we do. Because every week it's another gift from Donald Trump and something crazy that's going on or debated or starting a tug of war over, whether it's what's happening immigration-wise or something that's being turned over in his background. I mean, this is politics as usual for both the Democrats and for the Republicans. But where are we poll-wise? Where are we heading into deeper into August? What does it all mean ultimately, right? So I'm going to say this again. You had Katie Ledecky topping her own world record, winning gold in the 400 freestyle. You had Michael Phelps earning his 19th career gold with the relay that we started off with. You heard the call and the excitement of that. So that was pretty exciting, too. And medals-wise, the U.S. is starting to really add them up. I'll tell you one that didn't happen. Venus Williams was beaten in tennis, and then in doubles, the Williams sisters were beaten, which is shocking. However, Serena Williams moves on, continues to do what she does on a court, and she certainly would love to win gold and has a great chance to do that and to continue her greatness. Because we started down the path of sports, I'm going to mention this as well. Alex Rodriguez, who made more than $200,000 a game. Can you imagine making $200,000 every time you went to work? Well, that's what happened with him. He's not going to be a Yankee anymore. He steps aside as of next Friday. He made $452 million during his career, which is incredible. And people are questioning whether he should be in the Hall of Fame. Does he belong in the Hall of Fame? And the answer is PEDs, baby. Including a suspension, the writers will not let that happen, let me tell you. In the meantime, it was the start of the season, in a sense, when we have preseason football, when we have a Hall of Fame game. It usually means, wow, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to the real stuff. We're in training camp. This is exciting. We just had a Hall of Fame weekend. But the Hall of Fame game was canceled. And the reason is this because the condition of the field. So Green Bay and Indianapolis were supposed to play, and they did not play because of field conditions, which is crazy. So here it is, August 7th, and it just seems like there's always a controversy with the NFL. And the league just, they couldn't, I mean, there's just no way with safety concerns for the players. Dave Baker, who was a guest on this show, the Pro Football Hall of Fame president, said it was an easy ethical decision to cancel the game. Player safety. There was like a tar-like substance at midfield and in the end zones. Something strange. So there was no way they could do that. Wow. Shocking, huh, in a way? Stay with us. Facts that will amaze you next on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Of everyday life. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. You're going to love this stuff. Courtesy of Owen Delaney, my nephew, who did some massive research on what we're just about to discuss here. And, of course, Patrick Eggdorf, the technical maestro of this show, joins me. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Okay, I'm going to really test you on a few things. So, have you heard your whole life when you swim that, you know, you can get cramps, so you better not get in the pool right away, it's terrible, because there's a great chance that you'll get cramps and you could sink and all these other things, terrible things could happen to you?
Yeah, something like always wait 30 minutes to an hour or something after you eat before you swim.
Yeah, the 30 minutes to an hour is what most people think, but check this out. Swimming within an hour of eating doesn't give you cramps. It's a common belief that the blood that goes to your digestive system is taken from your arms and legs. It is true that your body supplies you with blood to aid in digestion, but not enough to keep your arms and legs from functioning properly, you know, the muscles from functioning properly. And that's according to Duke Health. You could look that up, August 26, 2013. So how about that?
Well, maybe everybody will start swimming now.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I think my mother told me that constantly. You know, don't go in the water every time we went to the beach. So then that was false. All right, how about this? What do you think happens when when you jump in the water and people are talking about, I get wrinkles from the water when I'm in the water too long? Do you think that's true or do you think that's false?
I think that's false.
Okay, check this out. Our skin does not wrinkle in water because it absorbs the water, because that's what we always think. It happens because of the autonomic nervous system, which is thought to have evolved because it gave our ancestors better better grip in wet environments. That's from BuzzFeed from February 7th, 2014. How about that? Crazy.
That's very interesting.
It is very interesting. See, here's what I love about Owen. Owen is actually giving us the sources, whereas we have other so-called journalists who just repeat things that they hear. So he's dispelling that. All right, this one I really love because as a woman, and I swim a bunch, you know, I've heard from so many people, oh, be careful about how much you swim in your pool because your hair could turn green. So have you heard that?
I've definitely heard that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're blonde, so you know. Okay, so check this out. Pool chlorine, so you don't have to worry about it, Patrick, does not turn blonde hair green. Any color hair can take on a greenish tint after swimming in a pool. It's just easier to see on light-colored hair. Chlorine does not cause the colorization. The green color is caused by certain heavy metals, mostly copper, that lodge into the cracks in the scaly covering of your hair. That's why. So swimming a lot can damage the outer covering of your hair, allowing copper and other metals to stick there. Once there, they oxidize, and the oxidized copper is green. This is also why the Statue of Liberty is green. How about that?
That's also interesting.
Yeah, and you see old pictures of the Statue of Liberty, and of course it wasn't green. This, by the way, is from UCSB Science Lab 2016 and Livestrong.com, February 15th, 2014. Wow, interesting stuff. All right, how about this? Edison. Oh, we hear so much about Thomas Edison. So I know you know this, right? Did you learn in school that Edison invented the light bulb?
I think I heard that once or twice, yeah.
Well, check this out. So contrary to what you learned in school, I know I heard that. I went to Cherry Hill East. I heard that. I went to Holy Rosary Grammar School. I know the Immaculata Nuns told us that. But contrary to what you and I learned in school for years, Edison did invent the light bulb, nor hold the first patent to its design. Light bulbs used as electric lights existed 50 years prior to Edison's patent date. In fact, Edison lost all patent rights to the light bulb in both England and the U.S. How about that?
I
didn't know that either. Jawad 2016, I think that's how you say that, and that's one of the sources, and U.S. News March 21st, 2013. And then there's this other cool fact about Edison. Although Edison claimed to have invented wax paper, he didn't. It was really invented by Gustave Legray in 1851. I love wax paper when you're trying to roll out things for dough. Although Edison claimed to have invented the telegraph, it was really invented in the 1830s by a number of different inventors. Although Edison claimed to have invented the power generator, it was Nikola Tesla who invented the AC generator, thank goodness, in the early 1880s. Since Edison was making good money with DC power and didn't want to change, he and Tesla had a long-standing feud over their electric currents. So it was like he was trying to rip them off. Edison. Man, and they're telling us that it's all about Edison. So I already gave you the sources on that. That's fascinating stuff. All right, as somebody who grew up in Philly, really South Jersey, I've talked about this. I used to walk by the Betsy Ross house a bunch. I used to work at KYW, and I loved going in those cool nooks and crannies in Philly, like going by the grave of Ben Franklin and all that stuff. For all of you listening, put that on your bucket list. I've said that before. But how about this? This may shock some of you. The story of Betsy Ross designing the American flag was never historically proven. In fact, the story hadn't surfaced until 100 years later. Yeah. Listverse, July 11th, 2014, and History.com are some of the sources on that. Paul Revere never rode to Concord to warn the Minutemen about the English army. Did you realize that? Am I shocking some of you? Paul Revere was only sent to Concord to warn John Hancock and Sam Adams. I knew he was sent for Sam Adams. I didn't know the rest of that. Also, he never said the British are coming. We hear that all the time. Much of the well-known story has been taken from Henry Longfellow's poem, Paul Revere's Ride. Yeah, so of course, we just take that as fact, right? That must be fact. That's what it is. All right, so this is just some debunking some of history in this one, common misconceptions that we heard in school, common misconceptions of everyday life. And this is my nephew, Owen Delaney, who's done this extensive research for me, and he's crediting different sources that we're talking about. This one is going to be a real surprise to many of you. And this is not to disparage her at all. But Rosa Parks took credit for the actions of Claudette Colvin. Colvin was the first black woman to refuse to give up her seat to a white woman. The National Association of Colored People considered using Colvin's case to challenge the laws that were going on then, but declined to do it. Due to her age, they decided to recreate the event using one of their members, who was Rosa Parks. So Colvin later became one of the four plaintiffs in the Brawler versus Gale case. You can look it up. I think it might be Brawler. It's B-R-O-W-L-E-R versus Gale case. The decision in the case ruled that the segregation system was unconstitutional. You could go to biography.com and npr.org March 2nd, 2015 to look that up. Isn't that wild? So that's definitely what we didn't hear. The idea was, again, the age thing was the difference, so they decided to go instead with Rosa Parks, and I've never, ever heard that anywhere. And then finally, our last one, the sun. Earth does not revolve around the sun. Weren't you taught that in school? Come on. The Earth, sun, and all of our planets are orbiting around the center of mass of the solar system. Real Clear Science tells us that from August 2014 and Universe Today 2012. The sun does cannot contain fire. The sun is actually made of gas and burns. So how about that? Due to nuclear fission, which happens within its core, in order for it to be considered fire, there would need to be oxygen involved. Wow. Mental Floss 2016. You can look that up there. These are courtesy common misconceptions of everyday life of my nephew's research, Owen Delaney. See you in a few.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jump back to Rio, then we're going to bounce to politics in just a second. But I want to make sure that I correct something in our common misconceptions from everyday life, things you might have heard in the classroom and that you just heard people talking about, that whenever it was a piece of history, whatever it is. My nephew's done this great research on a lot of these different topics. And Claudette Colvin, and you can look her up. She was a civil rights activist, certainly. She refused to give up her bus seat to a white passenger. She was arrested. She became one of four plaintiffs in Browder versus Gale, which I mentioned, which ruled that Montgomery's segregated bus system was unconstitutional. And she was certainly a hero. She was a teenager, though. So she wasn't recognized for decades because it wasn't that she was too old. It was that she was too young. So I think I said too old. I meant to say she was too young. So she was too young, and that's the reason why they decided that Rosa Parks should recreate it, because of the significance of the true event that happened, but just had happened to this teenage girl instead. So she said the courage and everything that it took for her to do that wasn't initially recognized. She was 15 years old when that happened, when she did that. And it's interesting because everyone knows the name Rosa Parks, but not Claudette Colvin, now you know her name if you didn't ever hear that story before. And I can tell you, for one, I didn't know that. I was always told in history class, Rosa Parks, Rosa Parks, Rosa Parks. And that makes sense because that's historically the way it was constantly being repeated, but it's not correct. That's not correct information. All right, time to cue up our Olympic theme and take you back to Rio for a quick moment. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. So far, Katie Ledecky, Ginny Thrasher, Michael Phelps, and the other three incredible athletes on that relay team in the pool. So it was sweet to see that, that's for sure. And I think the count will go through the roof. There's still a lot of events left. This is really just the start. Officially, on Friday, the Olympics started with the opening ceremonies, even though there was actually a couple of events that took place before that. Let's put it that way. All right, we jump to the game of politics. And always on the weekend, that's kind of the sorting out what a week was the past week. And in battleground states, Hillary has a double-digit lead over Trump. So now some well-known Republicans are out there stumping from the past, are stumping for Donald Trump. One of them, Rudy Giuliani, he's trying to tell people that there's some misinformation that's going around. He was on a bunch of different shows talking with people in the media about Donald Trump. But according to the CBC News Battleground Tracker poll that was released on Sunday, the Virginia race would go like this. Hillary Clinton, 49%. Donald Trump, 37%. Also, in Arizona, which is interesting, very tight. Trump has 44%. These are polls. Clinton would have 42%. In Nevada, Clinton, 43%. Trump, 41%. So the biggest lead, really, if we're talking about states where it looks close and where it doesn't, it's not close in Virginia. It makes sense if you think of her VP too, Kane, Tim Kaine. So it makes sense that she would also get a bump from that. And you know, there's always the margin of error and whatnot, but I think he certainly helps her there in the VP picks. If it's their state, for goodness sake, you would hope that there would be she would get a little bit of help from him, and I think that's also part of it, definitely. All right, money being spent on campaign ads. Hillary Clinton's campaign is planning $5.5 million worth of Olympic ads. Trump has none. There's none for Donald Trump in the Olympics. So the Democrats are counting on that American pride of watching to see what's happening and be excited about our Olympic athletes, because we know there's 17 days in Rio de Janeiro. Now we've already took a chunk out of those days, but Clinton is trying to build on the polling gains, or, you know, the people around her are saying that. So it's interesting because with the Republicans, they've raised $82 million in conjunction with the Republican National Committee during July. And there's plenty of money to spend. But I think for Hillary Clinton, what they're saying is the Olympics could help her connect with the demographic where she's weaker. And what do you think the demographic is where Hillary Clinton is weak, and that's men. Because NBC is certainly expecting high overall viewership for the games after drawing an average of 31 million viewers in primetime over 17 nights during the 2012 Olympics in London. I just don't think it would be a shock to see big numbers. President Obama's campaign spent $4.5 million on NBC. Mitt Romney's campaign spent $2.8 million, so believing that the coverage would be huge and that they would get some eyeballs on it. You know, presidential candidates typically target most of their ad money in battleground spots like Ohio and Florida, since that's a more efficient approach than just blasting the ads nationally, so to surgically do it instead. And we'll see. The ads are key. They are key because people are sitting in front of the tubes and sitting or driving on certain roads, if it's billboards, however it is, or listening to certain radio stations, however it is that they're getting the message out. So pretty huge, I would say, as to where the dollars absolutely go. I mentioned Rudy Giuliani was out there really stumping for Donald Trump, and he said Trump is back on track. Oh, that was the big news from Giuliani. He was on ABC's This Week and said that there's still every opportunity for him to win the November election. He used the example of the 88 race between Democrat Michael Dukakis and George H.W. Bush as a case in point. He said 8 points down at this stage, you'd rather be ahead. But he threw this in. George Bush, the first one, was 16 points behind Dukakis in September. And he's right about that. What counts is the real thing. Polls are there for a reason. But the polls can swing in a different direction than what actually happens. Then there's the mystery of Governor Kasich, who never showed up at the convention, and the Trump people were not happy with him. So the question was he asked about being the VP? And the story is, yes, Donald Trump Jr. contacted one of John Kasich's aides about him becoming the vice presidential nominee. So on CNN State of the Union, Governor Kasich said, that's what one of them has told me, yes. He said he was never interested in being anyone's vice president. He said he'd be the worst vice president. He has too many opinions. So he wouldn't have taken it anyway. I mean, Kasich raised a lot of eyebrows in the party by not showing up at the convention. But I think Ohio, Trump's going to have a hard time in Ohio. He might win parts of it, but you have to win the overall. And I think that's going to be a very tough proposition. I really do. I think it's going to be very, very tough to close that door. All right, stay with us. Can you believe it? We're already at the tail end of this hour. We've got a mailbag coming your way next from over the weekend, and boy, is it stuffed to the brim. Hang with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unhease you. Her best touch just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we turn the corner on yet our final segment for this hour of the show. The mailbag just completely overflowing from over the weekend. Plenty of thoughts all of you had on the Olympics, on politics, and a few other interesting comments out of the blue in a couple of different directions. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
It certainly is. And here's what Mark has to say. Mark says, "Hi, Kate. I've been watching the Olympics. I was so excited to see the cycling, to be honest, because I am a cyclist. And I watched the men and I watched how they struggled and crashed over the weekend on the downhill of Copacabana. And then the sad story was the horrific crash Sunday afternoon during the women's road race final in Rio, where you had Van Vleuten, who was leading the race for gold at the time of the crash on that downhill decline in some light rain. She tried to turn. Her tires skidded out from under her. She smashed her head on the side of the road. Other riders eventually passed her. Finally, they got to her. She suffered three small vertebrae fractures and a severe concussions. They say that she has to continue to spend some more time in intensive care. She was conscious when she was transported from the course to a local hospital. Yeah, I did see that crash. I mean, they showed it over and over and over again. And, boy, it was just terrible to see that. Oh, it was. It was just awful. And that course, a lot of people were screaming and complaining about that course, and especially with light rain. I mean, forget about it with the light rain. It was just a disaster. So, yeah, absolutely. All right, how about this one as we move along? This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, Donald Trump has everybody and their brother out stumping for him. I have to tell you, Kate, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump's, nor will I be voting for him. I'm one of those people that you've talked about that, yes, you're stuck. If you're a Republican, you're stuck with him. So would you really rather be in the rabbit hole and not come out and vote? And I have to tell you, I'm definitely going to stay in the rabbit hole because I am mortified that my Republican brethren would have even allowed it to go this far. I don't care what they had to do. They should have done something to get this idiot out of the race. He's not helping anyone. And trust me, I am a conservative Republican. I have voted Republican every single election. I will not be doing it this time around. Let's leave it at that. Boy, we've heard that from a couple of different people. This one from George. Kate, I know you're a huge sports fan. Were you surprised that Venus and Serena are out of the doubles at the Olympics? I have to tell you, I am. Seems like they just win just about everything. Yeah, they, well, let's see, this just goes to show you the competition. They lost to a Czech pair, and they fell in straight sets, two sets, 6-3, 6-4. They won their first doubles gold in Sydney. They didn't play in Athens. You got to remember they've been around for a while. They didn't play in Athens in 2004 because Serena had a problem with a knee. They won, together they've won 14 women's Grand Slam titles. They have a combined 29 major singles crowns, which is crazy. So they don't get gold in this one. Venus was knocked out of the singles, but Serena was not knocked out. So she still is in it. Okay, here's one from Hal listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Kate, how are you, my dear? Talking about the Zika virus, I just read somewhere that the vaccine is not going to be ready until 2018. Wow, 2018. I don't blame anyone for deciding they didn't want to go, if they didn't want to go to the Olympics. Good for them. Yeah, phase one trial for a Zika virus vaccine began this week, but it won't be ready for at least another year and a half. The NIH chief of allergy and infectious diseases said that. So they just don't get done in a few months. The earliest they're going to have a vaccine, they say if everything works at best, would be sometime in 2018. Wow. There have been more than 1,600 travel-related cases in the U.S., 400 of which were in Florida, and that makes sense if you think of where the Floridians are traveling to. And most of this is in a restricted area north of Miami, contracted by people who didn't travel. It's really, again, those pregnant women. And it's scary to see. I mean, it's scary to see the possible, what can happen, the effects of what could possibly happen. This comes to us from Jennifer, who says, Kate, the stuff with Roger Ailes is so disappointing. He seemed like he had everything under control at Fox, but his shenanigans are ridiculous. I don't know if you saw it or not. Did you know that he had private detectives, employees, and contractors spying on journalists and harassing any of his political enemies? I happened to look at a story that New York Magazine did. Yeah, they're saying in the magazine, unnamed sources, and they had Fox consultants and staff used an office that they called the Black Room on the 14th floor of News Corp's headquarters in Manhattan to conduct the ops. So, Fox News has let about five contractors go who Ailes hired. People connected to that Black Room operations. Oh, boy. Isn't that wild? Private detectives following certain people around, whoever the different people were. And Roger Ailes, look, he built one of the greatest news channels out of nothing. It's like they handed him some keys and said, go make something, please. And he did make something. But when these lawsuits started to come out, especially it all started with Gretchen Carlson, her allegations, then other Fox employees came out. Then you had Megyn Kelly, who claimed Ailes harassed her. So once that happened, then it wasn't good. Wasn't good at all. In fact, some women were saying they were psychologically tortured by Roger Ailes. Wow. And then there was even somebody that was paid a settlement. Crazy. All right, thanks for all those emails. Keep them coming. Just send them to AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.